Hi, welcome to my second podcast. This is your host, Andrew Hines, the 1952 Jam Room, and right now I'm gonna play some drums because it's 3 in the afternoon. Hi, it's Andrew Hines here at 1952 The Jam Room, hanging out, just taking it easy. It's a little later. I figured I'd talk about a few things. That drum beat in the beginning, that was something I made. Really like a big dub delay. Pa 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 pa. On my drums. It's fun if you have a way you can amplify louder than your drum kit, because then you can use those effects like that big dub delay. And it's kind of fun to put those on hand drums. You get kind of an interesting, like, one hand drum all of a sudden becomes many. It's very fun. Then if you can layer those and make polyrhythms with your delay. Well, I think this week I'm guest free, unfortunately. Possibly. I may be able to pull a guest out of my hat before I'm done all of my segments. Anyways, I was thinking probably Holt. Holt said he'd come on and we could talk about fish concerts and road trips and stuff like that. We have a lot of stories. We did a couple road trips together over the years from Seattle to Maine, and one from Maine to Washington. Well, Seattle is where I got off the plane from Maine. We stayed in Tacoma. It was a lot of fun. We can talk about that. He was living in Tacoma, and I decided I'd fly out there. We've been friends since before grade school, so that's a long time. Yeah, I was going to talk about some of my own songs, like Buzzy Metal Floor Buzz. I featured this song, Fuzzy Metal Floor Buzz, on this podcast because I wanted to kind of explain what I was going for when I made it with my friend Aaron on drum. It's basically just me playing a spooky kind of synthy keyboard through a PA system with live drums, and we mic'd the whole room. And I was thinking more of like a, you know, Dark Shadows, you know, Barnabas Collins, the infamous vampire from Maine, creepy kind of, you crawl the wall and peel the paint off the walls. Thought it came across pretty good like that. The song is getting pretty cheeby in here. That's basically a byproduct of smoking cheeb. No, I'm not saying you need to smoke cheap to play different kinds of music. That would be ignorant. I'm just saying sometimes when you get cheaped up, it's kind of fun just to poke around on your instruments. Made a little acoustic jam with a neat kind of like a progressive bass tone, or something that kind of doesn't fit, like very upright, going along with this kind of linear acoustic type of feel, like a very upright walking bass. Took big steps. Ha 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 ha. And I'd like to talk about my song Licks and Riffs. I mentioned it last week in episode 1, and it was from a jam where I played with my dad and Nick, and we were playing. When I play with my dad and his friends, we're going to play different things, like Friend of the Devil, Johnny Cash, Tom Petty, old stuff, you know, like Wayfaring Stranger and Cumberland Gap. We play Loser, whatever, like bluegrass and folk. And that song, Licks and Riffs, is similar to that. It's just kind of a little bluesy, like a riff and a lick. So I thought it was cool. It's very short, but I really like the way it came out with just a straight line. Like, I thought the acoustic lead was very functional. I was glad I could jam with him that day. I've jammed with Holt before. Possibly him and I could get into a jam on podcast. Aaron, if he comes in over and wants to do some jamming, possibly I can entice him into being interviewed for the podcast. He's an interesting fellow. I think people may like him. I can always talk to my friend Brendan on the podcast if he wants. He's got a lot to say about different things. It's interesting to play music with him. Have a lot of fun. Maybe we'll do a segment called Plowing Snow with Holt. And I can do a little thing with him while we're out and about at night plowing. If that becomes a thing we can do. As we are in Maine, and right now it's February something, I think. And we're still heating. Yeah, I gotta heat. heat. And if you're heating, then you sure can be getting some snow, so you better keep your plows around if you want to get out there and clear the roads. Hey, I'm back. I have thought of different topics, and I have come up with aliens and a perfect Earth-like planet flying close to the first moon from the sun that may exist. And I don't know how I'm gonna, what my basic theory on it is. Yes, that they should find a way to grow things there. And aliens, they possibly have been around for many, many years. I think that's very much true. Just 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Play a little drum beat. Yeah, that sounds good. I think what I'll do here is I'll play a little drum beat on this talking drum. It's kind of fun. Kind of get my mind off. I'd like to talk about my new amp. It's a Fender Superchamp X2. It's basically Fender's lowest budget tube amp, but it's also a modeling amp. So you get a lot of bang for your buck. You get tubes, you get modeling. Yeah, it's really good for recording because the sound reinforcement line out to any mixing or recording device is excellent, and then you can mic your amp as well and have not only the mic sound from the speaker or wherever you have it situated or whatnot, the way you mic it, to the direct out, which you can do things to with your computer. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I like the amp quite a bit. I could try to get in some jams, you know, possibly TJ will come over and we can jam. He'll play the drums and I'll be doing some electric or whatever. Aaron can come over and play the drums, or maybe Aaron can play guitar and I can play the drums, and then I can play guitar and Aaron can play the drums. And then we'll have a couple things to do with Holt, talk about some fish shows. Maybe we'll go way back in time to Portland 95 or the Clifford Ball. We could talk about the Went. We could talk about the It. He can tell you about Oswego. He can tell you about the Gorge. We can talk about trade shows we've been to and different shows in Portland and Bangor and Massachusetts we've been to over the years that have been fun. And I have other guests. I was thinking I might have a fried chicken segment with my mom. She wants me to teach her how to make fried chicken. I think it's kind of funny. So I thought I'd have her over and record us making fried chicken. That should be fun. Things like that. Maybe record something with my nephew about fixing stuff. He likes to fix stuff. or like snowmobiles and stuff like that. I could do a segment with my brother. We could talk about dogs or something. I don't know. He's quite a dog person. Yeah, do all sorts of stuff. Kind of do jams and whatnot and kind of make it fun for everybody. Make it a little different. You know, maybe have a few concerts this summer. And I can talk about those. I could set up somewhere. Maybe play at like the store or the park or something. Maybe record it or really play well so that I even know as a performer, like, wow, you know. Because if it sounds good, it is good. And if I'm out there popping, then I definitely want to document it because I might want to put those tracks on an album. Everything I do is pretty much improvised, so you got to record a lot of it just to keep it. With my jamming friends, it's different though because we all have our own little grooves we can get into. Like, I know what TJ's doing sometimes, and I play accordingly, or Aaron play accordingly. You know, even Holt, to a certain degree, has mad drum skills, but, you know, the amount of time we spend playing and honing the music is pretty good, too. You know, you gotta keep up with it. I try to keep up with it, little things like this podcast, which not only is fun for me because I can talk about, you know, my memories and have my friends around and do things for my music. It's other people I don't know. I just think that if they listen to it, then they'll go, wow, Andrew and his friends are kind of neat. So maybe Holt will be here on episode 3. I could go over to Brendan's or something, or Aaron might come over. TJ said he might come over this weekend, but this episode's going to be TJ-less and guest-free. Unless maybe tomorrow I get a guest or something for one of my segments. But anyways, for now, I hope you guys are all doing good. And I'm going to get going, so I'll talk to you later. This is Andrew Hines from 1952 The Jam Room signing out for now. And I'll leave you with this, and we'll be back shortly. I think I'll tail out tonight with some acoustic guitar playing. A little slide and open E.